Happy Advent, B4 Church. My name is Nicholas DeRosa, and I am a drummer on the B4 creative team. I want to welcome you to a special Advent edition of the Weekly Liturgy podcast. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture, reading, and reflection. During this Advent season and through Christmastide, we will be reading and responding to scripture passages that can be found in our B4 Advent devotional. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are.
Spirit, sound, rushing wind, fire of God, fall within. Holy Ghost, breathe on us, we pray. As we repent, turn from sin, revival embers smoldering. Breath of God, fan us into flame. We need a fresh wind, the fragrance of heaven. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out. A holy anointing, the power of your presence. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out, yeah. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out, yeah. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out, Lord. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out. We need a fresh wind, the fragrance of heaven. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out. A holy anointing, the power of your presence. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out.
The scripture for today highlights the fact that God sees us, even when it doesn't feel that way. Let's take a moment and let that truth sink in. As the music plays, imagine the planet Earth, seen through God's eyes. In your imagination, watch as God's eye slowly zooms into the continent where you are, the country, the state, or province, then the city, then your neighborhood, your street, and then the building and the room or car where you find yourself currently. Imagine God looking at you with love as He observes you in this moment and find peace in His gaze. Today's scripture reading is from Exodus 3, 1 through 10. We will be reading from the NIV. It's helpful for us to remember that at the time this passage takes place, the people of Israel had been enslaved in Egypt for hundreds of years. They were longing to be free and longing for God to fulfill the promises He had made to their ancestors all of those years ago. Keep this in mind as I read. Now Moses was tending to the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites have reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Let's take a few moments and reflect on this passage. How does God talk about his people? How does he talk about himself? What do you learn about God in from this story? Much like the people of Israel, we have all had times in our lives where we yearn for something, anxiously awaiting what was promised to us, or something that we believe we deserved. These seasons of waiting can feel like an eternity and become quite a heavy burden. They affect us in our relationships at work, at home, and with our Heavenly Father. It's times like these where I find myself most often struggling to balance the weight of my hand versus God's in influencing the situation. But then I consider the people of Israel and the hundreds of years that they remained faithful while waiting for what was promised to them. Imagine what it would be like if for some reason on the day that God called Moses, he had woken with a defeated spirit and had given up his faith. What if that one moment when I decide to just give up is the very moment God may be working to call my name? I couldn't imagine having worked so long and stood so strong for so long just to miss the opportunity to hear God's call and let him know, "Here I am." Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. Let's take a moment and thank God that he sees us. Thank him for the times in your life when you have felt seen by him. Thank him that he is faithfully watching, even when you are unaware of it. The Israelites were longing to be free and longing for God to fulfill his promises. What are you currently longing for? What promises of God are you waiting to be fulfilled? Present these things to God honestly and listen to see if he has anything to say to you about them. Who do you know that is waiting for God to fulfill a promise or a longing? This could be an individual, a family, a group of people, or a nation. Bring these people before the throne of God. Ask that God would be swift to help them and that they would feel seen in the waiting. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. If you haven't already, make sure you pick up a copy of our B4 Advent devotional so you can follow along. Physical copies are available for pickup at our services, and you can find an electronic copy on our website. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode of our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you'll also get our weekly teaching on Mondays and our conversational podcast on Tuesdays. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas.